Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Michael, this is a really cool interview. Now, this lady, Lizanne, who we're about to talk to, the director of the Museum of Contemporary Art, started her career many, many years ago taking a bus around Scottish arts councils, travelling to galleries and things like that, but taking these exhibitions to local villages, inner city estates, schools, hospitals and prisons. What a cool idea.
And the wonderful thing is she's now looking after the big MCA that's about to open, which is very exciting as we've watched it grow and grow and grow. How are you, Lizanne?
Oh, pretty exhausted.
I bet you are.
It's quite a job. Very different from my days as a bus driver, I must say.
Tell me, how has art changed from those days?
Well, I think the interesting thing is the extraordinary increase in public interest in contemporary art. You know, all around the world there are now, you know, museums being built in major cities as tourist attractions, and it's really been quite amazing. Even in the time since I've been here, we've seen, you know, an incredible rise in the numbers of people visiting, and really that's what's led to our redevelopment. We really needed to provide some more space.
But you, when you arrived, didn't you, you scrapped the fee, so, you know, an introduced free admission, which was a fantastic thing because it just made it so much more open to, I guess, the everyman.
Well, I think the thing about contemporary art is that we're not dealing with names that are tried and tested. I mean, you've all heard of Picasso, but you haven't heard of Raphael Lotzano-Himmer, who's our current, you know, we're showing this wonderful technology artist. And so the point really with contemporary art is you really want to get people to come in and experience it and get them talking and thinking and, you know, making up their minds about it. And you can't really do that if you impose a door charge. And, you know, what we do is we have a strategy of if they've enjoyed themselves, hopefully they'll give us a donation, they might spend some money in the shop, they might go to our cafe. So it's a question of getting them to spend money once they're here, but not actually putting that barrier up of a door charge.
I ask my radio students when I lecture them at TAFE about different things in terms of radio, and I talk about the history of radio, and I say to them, imagine a world without radio. What would a world without contemporary art mean?
I think it will be pretty bleak. I do think that artists are have an ability to fulfill our needs in a whole range of ways. They can provide things of great beauty, they can reflect on our situation, they can interrogate issues. I often find that in a gallery space, artists can be dealing with issues that aren't dealt with in other forums. And you can actually have very interesting political conversations coming out of art. I think there are a whole range of ways in which artists contribute to really getting us to look at the world differently.
And through the opening phase of the new development, Lizanne, anything special you've got planned?
We're absolutely thrilled to have secured what's being described as the masterpiece of the 21st century. It's not often this happens to a contemporary artist, but it's a work by Christian Marclay called The Clock. And it's a major film work where he's strung together minutes taken from films that refer to that particular minute. So over 24 hours, you get however many thousands of minutes that is. So, for example, in a film, if an actor says, "Hey, honey, the train leaves at 3 o'clock," if you look at your watch, it's 3 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Oh, very cool.
And it's really amazing. And people get completely mesmerized because you're going from film to film to film. And I've actually been having conversations with taxi drivers about it. And someone the other day said, "Do you think that scene from Nicholas Roeg where the clock stuck at 9 o'clock, will that be in it?" And I said, "Well, I haven't seen the whole 24 hours yet, but probably."
Well, it's always been
I think it's really going to capture people's imagination. I'm expecting queues around the quay for that.
Yeah, look, it's always been a must-do when you visit Sydney, and I think the redevelopment, you're even going to attract more people, I think.
I think so, and also we're more visible. Much as we love this old building, to have a contemporary wing, which really says that we're a contemporary museum. So we hope the building's more welcoming, it's very open, and we want to create a social experience. So you come with your friends, have a nice cup of coffee, circulate through the building, you know, and really enjoy the experience.
We've been chatting with Director of the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney, Lizanne. Liz, thank you very much for your time today.
Not at all. We look forward to seeing you after March 29th.
And of course, for more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.